Hey guys, thank you so much for joining Carrie All Her Friends Coffee Chat. Today I have with me my sweet friend Haley. Hey girl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. It's the first day of fall, so I'm just living my best life today.
Yes, girl. You know what I actually do October 1st?
What?
I put up my Christmas tree.
Oh, really? Like, yes. For Christmas, or do you decorate it for, like, the fall?
No, girl. I go straight to Christmas.
Okay, so you're one of those. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, yes. I'm one
That's
of those.
That's fun, though. You know, it's just the holiday spirit.
That's right. That's right. Like, what is your favorite holiday?
It really is Halloween. Where we live, they shut down the streets, and so it's just packed with, like, kids and fun, and it's just like you see in the old movies where they're just kids everywhere trick-or-treating, and it's so magical. I enjoy Christmas as well, but Halloween, it's just kind of a special time for our family where we live, so
yeah,
I enjoy this time of year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know what? You are such a blessing. I actually connected with Haley on Instagram, and saw her page and instantly just was drawn to her page. And she has so much content that is just uplifting and funny and relatable and all the things. And I just was like, I have to have her on the show. And so I'm so excited not only to have you on the show, but also to gain a new friend and just like-minded that, you know, we want to help people and encourage people. So tell everyone a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I am married to my husband, Zach. We've been married for 7 years. We've got two toddlers, Grayson, who's 3.5, and Skyla is 18 months. So we are very busy, and, you know, I am a stay-at-home mom, and I also spend a lot of time just on Instagram encouraging moms and trying to build that up, and I'm loving it. I love doing that. And, you know, being a mom of two toddlers, I found it was very lonely for me. I'm kind of the quiet one in the bunch. If I'm in a crowd of people, you know, I'm the listener. And yeah. It started kind of getting to a point where I was frustrated about it. And I was like, I feel like I can't express myself. I feel like people aren't hearing me or seeing, like, who I am. And I got to a point where I was just tired of being in survival mode as a mom, like putting myself on the back burner. And I was like, what can I do? And so I had an Instagram, but it was just, you know, I had a little over 100 followers of just people that really just knew me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make myself feel uncomfortable. I'm going to challenge myself to start posting, you know, how I curl my hair or things like that. And it was really awkward at first because it was just people that knew me that were seeing this side of me that they might not have ever seen, but I just kept pushing through it. I was like, just doing this is good for you. And, you know, I slowly started figuring out how to make a story. And this is just back in May when I was figuring all this out. And, you know, it just got to a point where I started realizing how much I loved connecting with other people on Instagram that were like me, like a mom that just kind of felt lonely, and they would just be like, okay, like, I get it. Like, that's how I feel too. And it was so rewarding to have that. And, yeah, it's just kind of grown from there.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about how you said you had a video go viral. Kind of tell us that surreal experience. Like, what was that like when you're like, oh my goodness? Like,
Oh my goodness. So, at the time I was doing some other type of work, and it kind of came to a halt very suddenly. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard on me. And I kind of was like, okay, like, God, what am I supposed to focus on now? And at that time I was, you know, posting, reels periodically, and all of a sudden I noticed one that wasn't, and this is a tip for those that are starting to make reels, do not delete them if you feel like they're not doing well, because this particular one I posted, it was of my husband and myself in a car. And it was just me kind of, in a way, praising him and, you know, how much I loved him.
Aww.
And, you know, it wasn't doing that great at first. And then all of a sudden I was like, huh, it's got over 500. That's kind of random. And then I was like, oh, and it slowly was like climbing. And I was like, what? By the end of, I mean, it's over, it's like 5.6 million views now. Like, crazy. And it was just one random video I posted. So for those like making reels, don't ever delete them because sometimes it takes time for them to pick up speed. Yeah. So it was, you know, like I said, the job I had, it kind of came to a sudden halt. And I just was like, God, what am I supposed to focus on? And then my video kind of went viral and I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going all in. And I haven't looked back. I just have continued to, you know, grow with what I'm doing and like my purpose behind it. And just, you kind of, it takes a while to kind of find your niche and what you're trying to do and communicate. And I knew, I was like, I want to connect to moms, but how? And so I just, you know, try and post relatable content, motivational content. And, you know, I kind of take it a step further and I try and connect to people and follow people and really pour into their content because they want to have a voice too. And I really try and encourage them because I get it. It's like really awkward to put yourself out there at first.
Right.
So I, you know, I'm really trying to get more moms to like voice what they're feeling because it's really freeing. At least it is for me.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of us just don't have that confidence level in ourselves to put ourselves out there. And what a freeing place it is to just be ourselves. I actually went to the mall with some friends and I did a social experiment where I put toilet paper out of my pants for 2 hours just to see if people, if they would say anything to me. And so I only had 3 people in that 2 hours say something to me that I had toilet paper hanging out of my pants, but it was very freeing.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's, you know, building that confidence is so important. But I think, you know, we have to kind of unite and encourage each other. And so I'm really trying to, I've made some, you know, groups on Instagram to where, you know, we can just chat and encourage each other because it's hard. You know, it's very lonely sometimes when you're in your house all day with your kids and you're just like, but it's amazing. Like you can just hop on Instagram and you instantly have like all these friends that are dealing with the same thing as you. And I think you really got to take advantage of that.
Yeah. And one thing I love about your heart is that you are very much aware of other people. You're not self-focused, self-centered, or anything like that. You have a heart to help people and encourage them in their gifting, which I think God blesses that, you know, whenever we try to be encouraging to other people, you know, we reap what we sow and God always returns that. And that's not why we do it, but that's what happens.
Yeah. You know, it really is. And, you know, I was raised, you know, to treat others how you want to be treated. So I literally, you know, how I want people to treat my content, you know, I try and go treat other people, you know, treat their content that way. And, it's been amazing. Because before it was just like, oh man, you know, I'm not getting the views. I'm not getting this. What do people think of me? And when I kind of stopped focusing on that and just say, you know what, just go pour yourself into other people's content and lift these women up that are trying to have a voice in this crazy world we live in. And maybe they don't have 10,000 followers or whatever. Who cares? They're, you know, an equal voice. And so I have found it's just been a blessing for me to just follow these women and see what they post. And it's so uplifting for me. And, you know, I still focus on my content and what I do, but, you know, majority of my day is just me spent, you know, talking to these women and looking at their stuff and just praising them for who they are.
I love that. I love that. So what would you say to the woman right now that maybe is feeling just overwhelmed or alone or, you know, just kind of feeling like they don't have a voice to share or nobody would listen? What encouragement would you give to them today?
I would say that they do have a voice, even if it's just one person that watches what they have to say. That one person needs to hear their story. And that's what you have to remember. Something I heard about, like when you make content, make it as though you're making it for one person. And so that's what I try and do is just think of like this one lonely mom out there or that needs a friend. And I'm making this, you know, video for her. And, you know, sometimes it's more than one person that watches it and needs to hear that. But so for the one person that feels like they're not being heard, I mean, even if just one person finds their stuff uplifting, that's a reward. And I would highly recommend. Just put yourself out there. You just don't know who needs to hear your story.
Absolutely, because you just don't know, reaching out to one person, what God is going to do through that person. And by you being the hands and feet, you know, like reaching out, you could encourage them and then they could be encouraging thousands of people. Like, you just don't know. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't. And that's why you just do it and not worry about, what is someone going to think of me? I feel silly. It's like, you know, you might feel a little awkward, but I'm seeing more women, they'll post on their stories like, hey, I don't really talk on here, but I'm trying. And I, you know, I'm like, you're doing awesome. Just keep doing it. Don't delete your videos, because they'll say, you know, I delete a lot of my videos. I'm like, don't, just post it. You just don't know what it can do. And I think social media gets such a bad rap, and I get it, but there's just a huge blessing about it too. Just how many people we can connect with and how many people can be encouraged by what you have to say. And I think we have to really take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what would you say to the person that maybe, you know, they are feeling stuck, like they don't know what they should do or what they're really passionate about or anything. They just kind of feel stuck. Like, so what would you say to them?
I would say, you know, make yourself feel uncomfortable. And you don't know who needs a friend. I've heard so many people say that they were afraid to go talk to a lady or a group of people because they felt like they already had their clique and their friends. And it wasn't the case. And so once they did introduce themselves, they have like their best friends now. So I would say if you feel alone, you have the power to change that. I mean, you can go meet friends, get on social media, go find a page that is like yours and become friends with them. You just don't know. And you have the power to put yourself out there. Go to the library and see if there's another mom with, you know, a little munchkin. Just go somewhere and make friends. And, you know, I get it. I felt alone for a while and I had friends, but again, it was just, I had a hard time putting myself out there and talking, and I had to make myself feel uncomfortable to kind of get through that.
Yeah, I think that's really important because our comfort zone can essentially be our casket if we allow it to be, and we can't stay in those places because there's beauty in the zones that you're not so comfortable with, or you don't even know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Like,
100%.
Yeah, because I bet, you know, I would bet to say that you probably didn't even think that this was going to be a path that God was going to have you take, but you, here you are, you're taking it and you're making a difference.
I never would have thought that. Exactly. And because I chose to make myself feel uncomfortable. I chose to push myself outside of my comfort levels to get out of survival mode. Meaning I just challenged myself like, okay, Haley, get ready every day of the week this week. And I just, you know, I posted that on Instagram and, you know, it was just a way for me to keep myself accountable. I wasn't expecting anyone else to keep me accountable, but it just made me feel like, okay, if I just post, you know, it's helping me accomplish that task. And, you know, I slowly just started pushing myself more and more. And I am like, if you met me in person, I am pretty quiet. I'm the listener. It's not easy for me to go meet people. And I've just found that sometimes to make yourself happier, you've got to make yourself feel uncomfortable, but also, you know, ask for help, get help as well. On another thing, last month I struggled really bad with depression. And I'm not someone that typically struggles with that, but it got really bad for me, and it was very frustrating. I have a wonderful life. I have a wonderful support system, but it didn't matter. It just, when there's an imbalance in yourself.
Yes.
You know, and my husband, he's in the medical field, and he was, you know, very quick to see some very serious signs and was like, you know, we're going to get you help. You need to talk to a professional. So, you know, when I say like, you know, you need to make sure you're looking for help. I see a lot of women that, you know, they're having a hard time mentally. And I'm like, please just go get some help. Like, you need to talk with someone. You know, you need to recognize that. And so I think just being honest with yourself and your needs, and it helps you live a happier life.
Absolutely. And I can totally relate to that, Haley. I've struggled with that too in my life. And I think there's a lot of people just suffering in silence, not being open to that and kind of trying to keep that a secret. Like, I'm struggling through this, but once you talk about it and expose it, like, the darkness can't hide in the light. And so, I just think that's really important. And to say, hey, you know what? It's not a bad thing to get help. And it's not a bad thing if you are having anxiety or depression or anything like that, to say, hey, I do need someone to talk to or get counseling or, you know, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's looked down upon in society.
Yeah.
But, and that's what makes it hard to come out and talk about it, because people instantly are like, oh, they're not happy with their life. They're not thankful for what they have. But honestly, you can't help it. Like I said, I have a wonderful life, and it was really frustrating that I was feeling that way and I had all these blessings. And that's when you know that my doctor was like, that's when you know you have a problem.
Right.
When you do have everything working for you, but you still just, you know, are depressed or anxious, you know, there's something wrong and it's okay. You can't help it. I mean, my doctor was like, there's nothing you can do, you know, and there's steps you can take, but sometimes you just get an imbalance. And so I really hope women understand that they're not alone in that, and that there's so many people waiting to help them. And so this month is just a completely different month for me. I can think clearly. I'm happier. I feel back to myself, and it's because I got help. I actually went through BetterHelp, and it's just kind of online. You can get a psychologist that calls you, and it was just so awesome and just helped me so much.
Well, that's great, you know. And I mean, I have gotten on medication for my anxiety before, for depression before. And here's the deal, is that it's not, I guess we treat it as a taboo subject, you know, where we can't talk about it or whatever, but there's no shame in getting the counseling or getting medication, because I feel like God provides those things for us. And also, I mean, are we going to criticize someone that has a different kind of illness if they need medication? No, we're not, you know?
No.
I mean,
no.
It's just a part of it, you know? It's that chemical imbalance or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, thankfully they have medications, and, you know, you just make it easy on yourself and just go talk to your doctor. Is what I would recommend to women that are struggling with that. If you just feel not right, like you're just not happy. I mean, maybe sometimes people don't know they have those issues.
Right.
They just think I'm a tired mom.
Right.
Naturally, I feel like this, but it's like, really, you could have some issues going on that you might not know, and your life might be a little bit easier if you just maybe talk to a professional. That's what I would recommend. And I feel like anyone, even if you're the happiest person in the world, it's just nice to talk to a psychologist, because I don't know, it's been amazing for me. I'm like, I try and recommend it to almost anyone I meet. I'm like, just talk to someone. You don't know what it can do for your life.
Yeah. And what was that website you said you used?
It's called BetterHelp, and it's really cool. My husband, he, as soon as he saw some signs, he was like, I'm signing you up, and you take like a super thorough, very thorough questionnaire. So they match you with the right psychologist. And so you're able to video chat, talk on the phone with them once a week. And it's like a 30-minute session. And I always come out of that just feeling so uplifted and amazing. And I highly recommend anyone to look into it.
Well, thank you for sharing that, for sure. And Haley, what would you just – let me think here. Let me think about my next question. Hold on. Okay, so what would you say to the mom right now that has little ones, you know, and she might feel kind of like her day is monotonous or whatever, you know?
Yeah, girl, I understand. DM me if you need a chat, and then I get it. It's rough, I know. Oh my goodness, I can't tell you. Like, when I see moms out in public and their kid is just screaming, I just want to go hug her so bad, because I know I'm that mom that has that screaming kid sometimes. And I'm always like, girl, if only you knew. Like, seriously, I get it. Because I think we just feel embarrassed sometimes when we're out in public with our kids. But for the mom that's at home going crazy, what do I do? I get it. I totally get it. I'm okay with screen time. We veg when we need to veg. And the weather is getting nicer. I live in Texas, so in the summer, it's really hard to get out and go to the park and stuff. But I'm excited to be able to kind of get my kids out in the fall when we're kind of getting stir crazy in the house. And I just know, I feel for you. It's a hard chapter in our life, for sure, to have little ones at home. But I just keep reminding myself that someday when they're older, I'm going to wish so badly I could go back and snuggle and hold them. Yes. And so I really try and treasure those moments and remember those moments, because there's days where I cry because of the meltdowns and tantrums. It starts getting to you. I get it. Yeah. So I want moms so badly to know that they are not alone, that I've talked to so many moms and they're dealing with the same thing. And that's what's so encouraging, is just to find a community to where we're all like, yes, we get each other.
That's right. That's right. And the days do go by so fast. I have a 15-year-old now and a 13-year-old, and I do miss those days that, you know, they would crawl up in my lap and snuggle with me. And my son is 6'3" now, and I like look up to him, and I'm like, okay, just because you're taller than me, I can take you out.
That's right. You're still the mama.
That's right. But it does go by fast, and every stage it's kind of like, I guess every stage as a, you know, raising children, there's hard things about it and good things about all the stages, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Every phase, you know, I talked to a lot of moms that have babies, and they're like, oh, you know, they're 4 months and they're dealing with this. And I'm like, listen, or they'll just say like, I can't wait to get through this part. And I'm just like, yeah, but you have to realize that literally every stage has its hard times and its wonderful moments. So once you kind of get out of one thing, you might kind of just go into another hardship with your kids. So really try and, you know, be prepared for that, and just try and focus on those sweet moments, because sometimes, like I said, you're just not going to get out of it for a while. Like, I have a 3.5-year-old, and I'm like, I don't know what was easier, you as a baby or now. You deal with different things, and I'm sure you can, having teenagers, like, yeah, they're independent, but you're dealing with things, you know, having teenagers. So it's just, you know, pros and cons to all the phases and ages of having kids.
Absolutely. You know,
it's a blessing. I try and remind myself that I've always dreamt of having what I have now. I always wanted to be a mom. And so I try and remember that, like, you have been waiting for this moment your whole life. So just appreciate it, even though it's really hard to sometimes.
Absolutely. And I would kind of piggyback on what you were saying and say, when the kids get older, always try to keep that line of communication open between them and you, because there's so much in this world that tries to confuse them and disrupt their peace and all the things, and just try to be transparent. I mean, my children know my life story, and they know, like, hey, you know, mom doesn't want us to repeat her mistake here or there. And just really, I mean, showing them, hey, I'm human. I need Jesus. Like, I mess up all the time, and admitting when I'm wrong and going to them and saying, please forgive me, mom was wrong, you know, like, and humbling myself in that. And so all those things, give yourself grace and give grace.
Oh, yes. That should be a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're not perfect. No. And, you know, I think it's so important for your kids to see that, you know, you're not perfect, but you're striving to be honest with them.
Yeah.
Because this world is crazy. And I can't imagine having teenagers right now, like what you must be dealing with, you know, how the world is right now.
Right.
So, props to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I always try to, you know, point them to the Lord, and I try to help them realize, like, hey, people are going to mess up and let you down. I love you so much and would die for you, but I'm going to let you down sometimes too, because I'm just human, you know? And, but the most important relationship and the one that you should hold most dear to your heart is your relationship with the Lord. And, so I actually had a funny conversation with my daughter when she was younger. We were sitting in the car and she said, "Mom, do you love God more than me?" And so it was kind of one of those aha moments, I guess. Like, it opened my eyes and I had to think a minute, do I love God more than my daughter? And I said, "Yes, baby, I do." And she kind of looked at me very judgmental, but she was just like, "How rude." But I said, "Baby, if I loved you more than God, then you would be an idol." And so she thought about it a minute. I tried to break it down and explain it to her. And then she got quiet. And then she looked at me. She said, "Well, Mom, I love God more than you." And I said, "Well, good. That's how it should be, you know?"
Yeah. So, I mean, just taking those moments. Once you love God and you put Him first, you're able to love everyone else fully.
Yes.
Because you truly understand that love. So that's such an awesome conversation to have with your daughter.
Yeah, girl. Well, so question, what do your kids like to watch on TV? Is it that, what is that show that is popular right now with all the young kids? Cocomelon or something like that?
Oh, so no, they've never watched that one, but we watch a lot of Paw Patrol and sometimes we've got Blippi going and all those fun shows. But yeah, my son, he's in the everything's scary right now to him. So, aww. And he doesn't like when movies are really emotional. He's very tenderhearted. So yeah, he only allows like the happiest of happy shows to be on. He doesn't like a lot of movies because they might have like a sad part and he just can't take it. So yeah, we just watch a lot of like happy stuff, which is fine. I actually introduced them to I Love Lucy and they actually enjoyed it, which I was shocked, and I was pleasantly surprised because that's my favorite show.
Oh, that's so one of my favorites.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I grew up watching all of them, and so I popped one on, and it was Saturday morning, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on what I want to watch, and they liked it. So I'm hoping maybe I can introduce them to some classics because I grew up with all the old shows and movies. So
yeah, girl.
But yeah.
I love that. My kids know I Love Lucy too. I made sure that they know their staples, you know.
Right. Yeah. Gotta have the base, the foundation, and then they can build on that how they want. But
that's right. I showed my kids SNL like whenever it was Chris Farley and Adam Sandler and stuff like that on there. And so there's that one SNL skit with Chris Farley and he says in a van down by the river. I don't know if you've heard that or whatever, but anyway, so his teacher at school asked him, she was like, "Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And my son said, "In a van down by the river." I was like, "Oh my goodness."
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
It may be a little worrisome.
Right. I know. Right. Oh gosh. But yeah, you'll have to look that up if you haven't seen it. It's pretty funny, but
I'll have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you were on the show today and thank you just for being transparent, for being yourself and, you know, in all that you're doing and that you just reach out to encourage people because listen, that's so needed. So many people just need that cheerleader, you know, encouraging them and pushing them. And so thank you for being that person. How can people get connected with you on Instagram?
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram. My handle is Daily Grace Guy. And yeah, just DM me. I would love to chat with anyone and encourage them as much as I can.
Awesome. Well, Haley, thank you so much for being on my show. I just appreciate you and I'm going to definitely have you again.
Yeah. Thank you so, so much. This is just so wonderful to be on here with you.
Thanks, girl. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.